blog.ericmhunter.net. An unbelievable offer. Everyone, I just received an email from the Nigerian prince stating he needs me to help him get his money out of the country and in turn will pay me for my efforts. He said the email may come as a surprise, and boy, did it. I only need to send him a $50,000 cashier's check, and in 2 weeks, he'll send me a money order for four times that amount. For those who have grown up during the birth of the internet, remember these popular schemes littering our email boxes. So much, in fact, that the government had to get involved. Futurama even got in on the fun of the internet scammers. But people wised up. They don't fall for the same tricks again and again. It requires you to go back to the drawing board. In terms of scams found on the internet, people have become very smart in fishing out your information without you knowing it. And it comes from learning from the past. You see this in video games too. For those platformers of old that have used keys to separate you from another area, doesn't have the same feel as it once did. Searching high and low for that blue key to open that blue door, that was the adventure. Now, it seems like a burden, or even poor design. Now take a game like Braid by Jonathan Blow and Number None Incorporated. Sure, there are keys and doors, but getting those keys and doors are really what makes Braid unique. For those who haven't played it, and you should because the game's amazing, you have the ability to rewind time almost infinitely. In doing so, the game is designed around this mechanic. The normal things aren't normal anymore. What you expect to happen doesn't. It seems silly now for a platformer to wall off areas in a game with a simple fetch quest of keys, unless if you're Doom, of course. As the audience of gamers matures and continues to learn and play, going back to these would be considered poor form and come off as a negative rather than a blast from the past. Much like our Nigerian prince, as a developer, you have to evolve your tactics. Evolve for the better, not for the worse. If someone has already evolved for you, then start there. No reason to do work someone else has already done, right? For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.